1. Where is the girl moving to?
So have your parents decided which place they're going to buy?
Well, they really liked the flat in the town centre, and I did too. But then we thought that we would miss having space outside. A balcony just isn't the same as a garden.
So is it going to be that cottage then, with the beautiful garden?
Well, we all loved that place. It was just a bit too far from things, though. So they've finally decided on the modern house with a garden and somewhere to keep the car.
Two. What job is the boy's mother doing now?
Your mum owns a restaurant, doesn't she? Does that mean you don't see much of her if she has to work in the evenings?
She used to work most evenings, but she wanted to spend more time with my sister and me. So she decided to sell the restaurant and do something else. And now she's teaching at a cookery school.
Hasn't she ever thought about writing a cookery book?
Oh, yes. She plans to do that in the summer holidays.
Three. Where is the girl now?
Mark, where are you? Didn't we arrange to meet at the library? I was waiting for ages there, but then thought maybe I'd got it wrong and you'd said the sports centre. Weren't you playing tennis before coming to meet me? So I went there, but they said that you'd left about half an hour before. Anyway, I've just arrived at the department store in the centre of town. I remembered that I needed to get my cousin a birthday present. Call me when you get this message, okay?
Four. What will the weather be like in the north today?
So, what can we expect from the weather today? Well, starting in the north of the region, the sunshine and warm temperatures that we've been enjoying are now over, I'm sorry to say. They're being replaced by darker conditions, including regular showers through the afternoon. Further south, things are looking better, which is good news for anyone planning a day out by the sea. You can expect sunshine and fairly warm temperatures, although it will be quite windy, so perhaps not a great day for a picnic on the beach.
Five. What does the girl still need for her room?
So, have you finished decorating your room yet?
Almost. My mum and I painted the walls last weekend, a really nice blue. And then there was the new furniture that we needed to buy, the bed and the desk. But we ordered all that a couple of weeks ago, and it arrived yesterday, so that's all in place. The only thing we haven't done yet is put up the curtains. You could help with that, if you like.
Six. Which was the last place that they visited on the school trip?
The plan was to go to the History Museum first, but with the coach breaking down, we were late arriving. So we had to go straight to the castle, as we were booked for a visit there at 12 o'clock. That lasted about 2 hours, and we were all really hungry by then. So we took our packed lunches to the castle gardens, not to the picnic area by the river as planned. We then went to the museum later in the afternoon.
Seven. Where did the boy stay on holiday?
So, what was the hotel like? You said your parents had booked a really nice one.
They did, but something went wrong with the booking. When we arrived, they didn't have any rooms.
Oh no! What did you do?
The receptionist tried to find us another hotel, but there was nothing available. He tried looking for holiday apartments too, but with no luck. All he could find was a cabin on a campsite. It was right next to the beach though, so it wasn't so bad in the end.